Well, hello everyone. Today we are recording in my car because I have heard that a lot of people apparently do this, and so I wanted to give it a try. Actually, I have done this yesterday already, but the recordings that came out of it were not very good because I used my blue snowball. I thought, hey, let's use the snowball. It's easier to transport and everything. Today we are using the Yeti. I will be reading off my phone, basically. Oh my god, it is so freaking hot in this car. And I could not get a parking spot in the shade because apparently the parking garage I am at is completely full. So I had to park on the roof. I really, really hope that this will work out. So, as always, I have actually read this story yesterday, but as I said, the recording came out really, really bad, sounding as if I was speaking into a metal tin can. So today we are reading the story Safety by Starlight Fan. And I had no idea, by the way, that there was a Spike and Starlight ship. But more to that later. If the button below this video is still red, then I would urge you to press it because subscribing to the channel actually helps us out in the long run. And now let's get into this before this turns out to be the entire video of me just rambling about how hot it is in this frickin' car. It all happened so fast. Starlight Glimmer immediately rushed into hiding after King Sombra began invading Ponyville. For some reason he was back and he began going after innocent civilians and brainwashing them. Zed sent shivers down the mayor's spine. While Starlight would love to go up against King Sombra herself, she figured it was a lost cause. Her magic was pretty powerful, but she had her doubts about facing him alone, especially with his dark magic. She knew she had to find Twilight fast. She heard from the Purple Alicorn that she, Pinkie Pie, Applejack, Rainbow Dash, and Fluttershy were together, likely putting the elements of harmony back in the Tree of Harmony.
Wait a moment.
Starlight's eyes widened. If Twilight was with the girls, that means Spike was all alone while some tyrant was invading the town.
They're separated? Crud!
Starlight sighed. Starlight knew that she had to find either the girls or Spike first. The girls could probably hold their own. They did save Equestria multiple times after all, and they had their unique talents to buy them enough time.
But Spike...
Starlight thought... Starlight didn't think the dragon was incompetent per se. He was Twilight's assistant for a reason after all, but all he had to save himself were his wings and his fire breath. She doubted Spike could evade Sombra's army all alone with just his fire breath, especially if he was all alone. Yeah, the choice was clear. She had to find Spike first. Starlight immediately lit up her horn and activated her cloaking spell. She obviously couldn't be seen or Sombra would brainwash her. She stayed hidden for a while as she walked quietly. She then suddenly saw some ponies crowding around something. She levitated a bit while still keeping her cloaking spell intact and widened her eyes at what she saw. Spike was being surrounded by green-eyed ponies. She knew she had to act now or Spike wouldn't make it out okay. Starlight soon uncloaked herself and blasted the ponies. She of course made sure not to critically injure them. All she did was blast them enough to get them away from Spike.
Starlight!
Spike smiled in relief. Starlight did the same. She was pretty glad to see some pony, or some dragon in this case, who wasn't brainwashed.
Hold on to my hoof, Spike, we gotta go!
Starlight told Spike quickly. Spike got the message and jumped on her hoof and clutched it tightly. Probably a bit too tight, especially since he has claws, but Starlight could care less, as long as one of her friends were safe. Starlight soon lit up her horn and teleported to the counselor's office of the Friendship School. Starlight sighed in relief while she relaxed in the school, but she knew the invasion was far from over.
Oh man, oh man, oh man, what do we do? Sombra's still here and we have no idea where our friends are!
Spike cried out hysterically. Starlight had a hunch they wouldn't be found here anytime soon. Given how the school was located on the outskirts of Ponyville like Twilight's castle. But she didn't want to take any risks and covered Spike's mouth.
Spike, this is no time to panic. Look, we need to call for help.
Starlight sighed sadly.
Well, who can we call?
Spike asked with a gulp.
Look, Sombra likely hasn't reached Canterlot, and I highly doubt he knows about Discord's dimension, so we can call for Celestia, Luna, and Discord, and send them a note. With them around, we might have a chance.
Starlight smiled before she took a quill and began writing a note on a scroll.
Discord, there's a crisis in Canterlot. Me and Spike are safe, but we don't know for how long. I have no idea where the girls are. King Sombra is back and we need your help. Please respond to this immediately. From Starlight Glimmer.
Starlight soon finished writing and levitated the scroll to Spike.
Quick, send it!
Spike didn't need to be told twice. He grabbed the note and blew fire on it to send the note to Discord.
You think it'll reach him?
Spike asked in concern. A flash of light answered his question and soon Discord appeared with a smirk.
It already did.
Discord smirked.
So I'm surprised you caught me and not the princesses.
We were going to do that, but we figured it was safer to get you first.
Starlight admitted.
A wise move. I see you two were able to escape without capture.
Discord added.
Yep, so that was mostly Starlight's doing. If it weren't for her, I'd probably be brainwashed.
Spike admitted with a thankful smile directed at Starlight, who smiled back.
Yeah, that does make sense. Also, don't worry about Celestia and Luna. They're already involved in the situation and are helping Twilight and the others as we speak.
Discord alerted the pony and dragon.
Wait, seriously? We gotta help them!
Starlight cried out in worry.
Oh no, you two have clearly suffered enough and don't need to be involved, and to make sure you don't try leaving.
Discord began, before snapping his lion's point, suddenly Starlight saw a rainbow force field out of the window. Starlight tried using her magic to teleport, but it failed, making her sigh before speaking.
Seriously, Discord, we could help them.
No, you can't. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a future ruler to assist.
Discord scoffed before a white flash appeared, making Discord disappear.
Discord!
Starlight groaned.
Hey, Starlight!
Starlight turned to see Spike behind her.
I want to thank you for saving me back there. It really helped.
Spike smiled gratefully.
You're welcome, Spike. I had to help you. To be honest, I was looking for you and the girls. You guys are great friends of mine and I couldn't let you all get brainwashed.
Starlight said happily.
You think they'll make it out okay?
Spike asked curiously.
Given the history, I have a good feeling they'll be okay.
Starlight reassured him.
Right now, you're safe and that's all I need for now.
Hello and welcome back to Common Thomas Little Pony, where I will remind you that you can support Pony Wolf Productions through the links down in the description below. Every dollar helps is needed and very much appreciated, and it helps to keep the lights on around here. Because, you know, without the lights, there's no electricity, and without electricity, I cannot record. Anyhow, you might notice that I'm not speaking as quickly as I usually do. That is because I'm sitting in this freaking hot car. Oh my word, and just recording this little tidbit here took way longer than it should have. Simply because... yeah, I now see the reason why people who have advertised, you know, recording in their cars also said they do it in parking garages at night. I actually had the police come by and asking me what I'm doing here. And I'm like, hey, guys, I'm a YouTuber. You see the microphone on my steering wheel? The laptop on my passenger seat? I'm doing nothing nefarious. I actually had to play them back a little bit of the recording, you know. Just so they believe me. Anyhow, in terms of this story, I didn't know that there was a Spike Starlight ship, but I quite enjoyed it. Anyhow, I usually ship Spike either with Rarity or Ember, but that is, you know, totally up for your personal headcanon. And yeah, sincerely yours, Visual Pony, and as always, I hope that this story finds you well in body and mind.